Masechtas Trumas, Parak Dalet, Mishnah Yud Gimel. Amar Rav Yesi. Rav Yesi said, Maisa ba lefnei Rav Akiva. One time, a happening came before Rav Akiva regarding b'chamishim agudei shel yar, regarding 50 bundles of vegetables. These were chulin vegetables. Shenafla achas mehen l'teicha chetzi truma. And then one other bundle fell into this pile, and this 51st bundle that fell in, half of it was truma. And he wanted to know, what's the halacha? Do we nullify the truma or not? V'amarti, and I, Rabbi Yasi, said, l'fanav, in front of Rabbi Kiva, tala, it will become nullified. Leisha truma tala v'chamisha me'achad. And it's not because you only need 50 parts to the one part that fell in to nullify it. That's not true. You need 100 to the one. Ela shahayusham me'o shnei chatzayim, because there really was 102 half bundles here. The truma size was only half of a bundle. The bundle that fell in was half filled with truma. We don't look at it as one bundle that fell into 50, but rather we look at it as half a bundle of truma that fell into a group that had more than 100 other half bundles of chulin, and therefore we do nullify that half a bundle of truma, and all he needs to do is separate half a bundle, give it to the kain, and he could, then a non-kain can eat the rest of it. Parak Hey, Mishnah Aleph. The Mishnah over here discusses when there's a mixture over here of truma and other produce that you don't have the numbers of 100 to 1 to nullify it. It's less than that. And what do you do in such a case? Sa truma tamea. If one sa of tamei truma shenafla lapaches mimea chulin, that fell into less than 100 parts of chulin, oila meiser rishon, or it fell into less than 100 parts of meiser rishon, oila meiser sheni, or it fell into meiser sheni, oila hektish, or it fell into produce that was hektish, that was dedicated towards the base of migdash. So in all these cases, regardless of what it fell into, it's all going to have the same halacha, because truma tamea, once truma becomes tamei, it's forbidden to be eaten by anyone. Even the kain, it can't be eaten anymore, it has to be burned. And therefore, over here where it's not nullified, it doesn't make a difference what it fell into, since it's a suffix now where this truma tamea is, everything is going to need to be, he's not going to be able to benefit from any of it. The Mishnah says, bein tamayim, bein taharim, whether or not the truma tamei fell into tamei or tahar other produce, still, your kavu, it just has to be left to rot, and you can't use it at all. And even though the halacha of truma tamei is that you're allowed to burn it and use it for fuel, he is allowed to derive pleasure from it. But over here, they're even more stringent, because since it's only a mixture, and it's not just pure truma tamei, Chazal will worry that someone might be more lenient with it, because it's, in people's eyes, it may be less stringent, because it's not just truma. It's a little bit of truma and a lot of other produce. So therefore, Chazal were more stringent, and they said he can't benefit it from whatsoever, and he has to let it all rot. That's truma tamei in other produce. Now we have other cases. Im tahira, if the truma that fell in was tahira, im tahira haisa, isa asa. That one sa that fell in of truma was tahar. And it fell into chulin. That's the first case we're going to discuss here. Tahar truma fell into chulin less than 100 times. So what do? Yemachru lekehanim b'dmei truma, he should sell the mixture to a kayan for at the rate that truma is being sold. Truma was sold at a cheaper rate than regular chulin because of supply and demand. There was less of a demand for produce that could only be eaten by a kayan. So he had to sell it for a lower rate. And he would sell it chutz midmei isasa. He'd subtract the value of that one sa that was actually truma that fell in. That much he can't charge the kain for. It has to be given to the kain free of charge. But the rest of it he can charge the rate of truma. That's when tahar truma fell into chulin. V'im l'maiser rishon afla. If the truma fell into maiser rishon. So maiser rishon is given to the levi and it's eaten by the levi. Here you have a levi that is a pile of maiser rishon, and one part truma fell in, but not enough maiser rishon to nullify it. So what does the levi do? Yikari Shem L'Trumas Meiser. He should use the rest of the produce that's in this pile that's not really Truma, use it to be Kari Shem L'Trumas Meiser. He should dedicate it to becoming Trumas Meiser to exempt other Meiser Rishon. This Levi receives Meiser Rishon, and he has to give 10% of the Meiser Rishon as Trumas Meiser to Hakayin. So he can take from this mixture, if it was 50 parts Meiser Rishon and one part Truma, so he can use those 50 sub Meiser Rishon to be the 10% on 500 other parts of Meiser Rishon elsewhere and dedicate it as Trumas Meiser. And then he can give the whole pile, which is now Trumas Meiser and one part Truma, the first Truma, Truma Gedola, he can give that whole part to the, all of it to the Kayin. In this way, he doesn't end up taking a loss for the fact that the Truma fell into his Meiser Rishon. Next case. Vim lo Meiser Sheni ayla Hektish Nafla. If the Tar Truma fell into Meiser Sheni or Hektish, so then in this case, Harei ilu Yifdu. Meiser Sheni and Hektish can be Paideh. He can redeem it. He can take the sanctity off of the produce of the Meiser Sheni and the Hektish, and he can transfer it onto money and then buy other produce with it. And other Meiser Sheni produce, he could buy produce in Eretz Yisrael and treat it as Meiser Sheni, or he can give the money to the Beis HaMikdash for the Hektish. So he's able to remove the sanctity of the Meiser Sheni and Hektish, and then he will sell the rest of this pile of produce to a Kayin at the cheaper price of Truma, except for the value of the Sav Truma, which is in it, which he gives to the Kayin free of charge. Now the Mishnah discusses a reverse case where the Truma is Tahira and it fell into other produce that's Tmeim. And there's a problem over here. Truma, there's an obligation to prevent the Truma from becoming Tamei. And you have Truma Tahira that fell into other produce. Just because it comes into contact will not automatically make it become Tamei until the produce gets wet. And produce in its natural state, before it gets wet for the first time, it doesn't contract Tuma. And the Truma produce, until it gets wet from water or other certain liquids that will make it Huchshir L'Kabel Tuma, prepared to contract Tuma, until that point it won't receive Tuma. But he has to be careful to make sure that it does not become Tummy. So what should he do? Vim Tmeim Hayu Aysen Achulin. If the Chulin that the Truma landed in was Tummy, so what should he do? Ya'achlu nekudim aiklais. He should eat this, let's say it's grain, he should eat it dried or toasted, but he should not make flour and mix water with it and get it wet with water, because once he would get it wet with water, then the truma part would be able to become now susceptible to be mekabel tuma, and will get contract tuma from the other chulin that's tuma over here. So therefore, he should not mix water and bake it, rather eat it dried or toasted. Or he can make a dough by kneading it with fruit juice, not water. Fruit juice is an exception. It's one of the liquids that will not make the produce Huchshir L'Kabel Tuma. It will not become prepared, susceptible to contract Tuma. And so that would be a possibility of how he can make a dough out of it by using fruit juice. Or another possibility would be Kidei Shleihei B'Makam Echad Kibeya. He should divide the parts to make sure that there's the parts of dough are all smaller than a kebeah. There shouldn't be egg size volume in one area, and this is because food that's tamei, that's the chulin food over here that's tamei, is not able to transmit the tuma unless the food that's tamei has a volume of a kebeah, egg size, in order to be able to transmit the tuma to the truma. And therefore, if you keep the dough size is smaller than the egg size, even if you use water and the truma becomes Huchshir L'Kabel Tuma, it's susceptible to contract the tuma. But since you don't have egg size volume of tamei chulin in one spot, it won't be able to transmit the tuma. So this is what he's going to have to do in order to make sure that the truma produce does not become tamei.